Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News Hungary Reports. I'm Hajnalka Tóth with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. Prime Minister Viktor Orbán directed the Internal Affairs Minister to raise the temporary border barrier as soon as possible. Construction has to start in the upcoming weeks, said János Lázár. The head of the Prime Minister's office added, the government expects the number of wrongfully applied refugee rights to significantly decrease thanks to the legislation package accepted on Monday. The minister said that a continuous dialogue is necessary with the EU, Germany and Austria about the 15 to 20,000 people to be sent back. János Lázár also talked about intelligence information that determines that there are organized human traffickers working in Serbia.
Dokumentálható az, hogy Szerbiában.
There is documented evidence that human traffickers in Serbia have located the parts of the Hungarian border that are easiest to cross, where there are no technical or natural obstacles for getting across to Hungary. There are organized human trafficking operations. I can only confirm the information in the media on the subject.
Traffic of commercial lodgement has increased in May, communicated the Central Statistical Office. Nights spent in Hungary by guests from abroad have increased by 1.9% and nights spent by Hungarians by 6.1%. The sales income of commercial inns, hotels and hostels was 33.4 billion forints, more than 100 million euros, 5.5% more than a year earlier. The Deputy State Secretary for Tourism, Adam Rusinko, told M1 a dynamic growth can be seen in tourism in the past few years, and results are very promising for this year's season as well.
In the fifth month of the year, 960,000 guests spent 2,250,000 nights in commercial lodging. That means the number of the people going on holidays has increased by 6% and the number of guest nights they've spent almost by 3. Foreign and Hungarian travelers have spent almost 20 billion forints, more than 60 million euros at hotels, inns, hostels in the country. But what's even more important is that during this time, 3.4 million guests spent almost 9 million guest nights at hotels or other commercial accommodation.
Hungarian-Croatian political relations are at an all-time low, which is the opposite of Hungary's interest, announced Péter Szijjártó in Zagreb. The Hungarian Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade met with Tomislav Karamarko, president of the Croatian Central Right Opposition, the Croatian Democratic Union. The minister explained the reason for his meeting with the opposing party's president. If the right-wing party wins next year's elections, the two governments shouldn't have to start building their agreements from scratch. The minister said it would be in Hungary's interest to count on Croatia as a strong strategic partner, and this is backed by economic statistics.
Economic cooperation would make ground for a good relation. Trade turnover between the two countries is constantly increasing. Hungarian investors invested second most in Croatia, where Hungary is fourth place of most foreign investments.
A steaming swamp, a walk-in war trench, and military spy pigeons, a special exhibit has opened on World War I. Organizers say that the terrors of the war can be experienced. All this enhanced by sound effects and even smells.
The footage scene shows the funeral of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria and his wife. With the help of the images, we can time travel back to early 20th century of Europe. A Serbian student, Gavrilo Princip, assassinated the heir of the throne, and just a month later, the Austro-Hungarian Empire declared war on Serbia. The other rooms show what the war itself was looked like. One of the rooms, for example, is made to look like a war trench. Visitors can walk around inside of it, walking above the steaming swamp. They can experience the degree of destruction caused by the war. Sound effects and smells help visitors feel like they're actually in the time and place of the battles. Spy pigeons trained in the German Empire took pictures of the enemy's dugouts. There's a separate room paying tribute to the women in the era. Countless women raised their families alone, and many of them even did volunteer work as nurses. More than 300 pictures of soldiers can be seen in the Hall of Heroes. Quotes written on the wall show that most of them were against the war. The curator of the exhibition, Martin Baker, said that historians are reassessing the effects of the peace treaties that ended the bloodshed a century after it all happened. The exhibition doesn't want to grant justice to anyone, but it does rightly criticize the short-sighted press treaties signed back then, later causing World War II. The exhibit shows the war as being a fraternal conflict of the European nations and the birth of a new world, while it's also caused and still causing unparalleled suffering, said the curator of the exhibition. The objects and documents shown were loaned to the exhibit from about 50 different museums and archives. It demonstrates the war on the area of more than 600 square meters. The exhibit, called The New World is Born, is open for visitors in the Budapest Costa Garden Bazaar.
A huge storm made its way across Hungary on Wednesday. In some places, it took a whole day to clean up the remains, but there's a few days of work left in most. Disaster management received more than 4,600 calls. The amount of sites firefighters were called to is as much as they normally work on in 2.5 months. More than 20 people were injured and one fatal victim was taken by the storm.
The cold front arriving to Hungary brought wind, storms, heavy rain, thunder and lightning to Veszprém County. Trees were uprooted and rooftops damaged. In Harskuten villages at the highest point of the Bakony mountain range, a tornado even hit and almost completely removed two rooftops. I heard a brick crack crunching sound and I was just able to go back into my home, said this local. Firefighters arriving to the scene removed the roof tiles that were dangerous and covered houses with tarps to protect them from the rain. The wind was followed by a huge downpour and flooding. The strong weather hit Kerman with dust storm. The approaching storm lifted sand up into the air and completely clouded the air. The wind was strong and two waves of heavy rain arrived from the west. The air temperature dropped more than 10 degrees Celsius within an hour. The footage shown was recorded by a meteorologist. The storm can be seen here in the capital. The images show that the rain flooded the city within moments. Though the video is speeded up, it's easy to see how quickly the city almost became as dark as night. Drivers had to pull over because it was impossible to drive, and even one of the metro lines closed for a short time. The water poured down the stairs into the underground walkways. The great deal of buildings were damaged by the wind. The house at Pestert River was seriously torn down. A lady who lives there told M1 that at first only branches broken off the trees hit the roof, but later she heard a very loud noise. A wall in the house next door collapsed right into her bathroom. The footage shows how badly the room was ruined. I was so scared I left the shower just 2 minutes earlier. If I had stayed, I'd be dead now because of the bricks all fell down. I don't even have to tell you. It says everything for itself, says the woman. The amateur recording shows the Budaörsi road. As the bus's door opened, viewers can see that the water reached the floor of the vehicle and almost poured inside.
And for sports, the Hungarian selected soccer team improved by 11, coming up to 31st place in Thursday's new world ranking published by FIFA. Based on the International Federation of Association Football's calculations, Argentina has taken first place from Germany. The FIFA ranking also shows that Hungary's group in the 2018 World Championship will be determined in the third draw. That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.